you really are just eating that fruit. So it's exactly how you put a picture. Like, it's the most delicious thing you've ever had. You know, and you're taking your time and all the parts of your mouth, because there's a lot of parts of your mouth. There's your lips, there's your tongue, there's, you know, there's a lot of things. So utilizing it and then really getting in there and just having a ball. It's like, you should want to have a fun time down there. You should like want to, like, you're craving it. Like, you should show them that. And you're telling a story again of like how much you feel, what you feel. And there's so many different things you could do. And that's just your mouth.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, I have Jess here with me. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
How's it
going? So we often talk a lot about mindful exploration. I love to educate and empower people. And today I came across you on YouTube because you have this series of like how to please a woman. Mm-hmm. And you're very open about, you're very vulnerable about all of that. And I feel like you have a lot of tools and tricks up your sleeve. And so that's kind of like the goal of this episode. But okay. We're just going to learn about you as well.
Okay, cool. I'm here for that.
Yay. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to just start. Obviously, we're going to have some time to hear some of your personal stories and kind of how you got to be so good at pleasing a woman, but I would love to kind of start with, like, it seems like you have a lot of knowledge on even just like building that foundation. I think a lot of people are fearful to flirt and connect and start those conversations.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for people to just like, yeah, like how to flirt, how to tell a woman that you're into her and kind of build that foundation before you like actually intimately connect?
Well, I know how to talk to like the primary lesbian audience because that's my target audience. And when you flirt with a woman as a woman is different. Like, you have to approach it in a way that's not like, cause especially if you're masculine, sometimes you feel like you don't want to come off as how men come off and you make them feel uncomfortable. So you try to like, you know, sometimes I don't even do stuff. And like, sometimes I just let them come to me. But a lot of times, especially in lesbian code, it's like eye contact. So if you catch eye contact twice, three times, four times, and it's like, oh, okay. Like, that's like the okay to like approach or something. And then usually from there, it's kind of like that. If you do stuff online, I think it's more about being casual and being open, being like friendly and not creepy, not pushy. Just, you know, it's just like very like we're on the same plane here. Like, I'm not a threat. You know, it's more like, does this work? Does this make sense? And then I think just getting to know people and being genuine about that is like the perfect way to go about it, because that's the only thing that makes sense. You know, women want to feel heard and seen and felt and like from a genuine standpoint, because most of their lives is centered around being scared or, you know, intimidated and like just unsure, because especially with men, it's different. So you just have this like way of going about it as a woman already. And then you can kind of use that to your advantage to be like, hey, like this could even just be friends. I just want to get to know you, you know, like, and that's, I think, the smoothest way to go about flirting. And on top of that, I think if you want to have like an extra push to it, you kind of like can offer your smoothness. Like, hey, like, have you been out in a minute? When's the last time someone took you out? Or like, can I buy you a drink? What do you drink? Like, and you kind of tease them. I like to tease a lot and like play around and, you know, point out things on them. Oh my God, your nails. Let me see. And like, you know, you get their hand and stuff. Like, it's just a great way to like show that you pay attention to details, because a lot of men miss that. And I think with women, like, we have that connection of like, I'm also a woman. I know what it feels like, you know, I know what it feels like to be heard and seen and wanting that attention of those details and stuff like that. So I think it comes down to a lot of that, the small things.
I think it's like intentionality too, you know? And I think this conversation too, I know it's like you kind of cater to like the lesbian connection, but I do think that's like what a lot of males are missing when they're connecting with females. And even if it's like male to male, like, I think it's just like making that intentional connection, being genuine, like you said. And yeah, it's just like being authentic, being asking questions about them, like being kind of like noticing certain things. Like, I love that. I think that's definitely the place to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any like actual, I guess you kind of said just be genuine, but do you have any kind of like flirting techniques other than that? I guess you said like grab like.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I honestly don't flirt a lot because it's like overwhelming to me at this point. I just feel like I don't like to make women feel uncomfortable, but two, I just really want to know that you actually want to get to know me. So if I can make someone feel like that and I'm intentional about that, I think that's like the key. So if that's me pointing out the details, if that's me asking about your childhood, if that's me like like worrying about your health in the moment. Like, do you need water? How are you feeling? Like, some people don't even get that. I don't even get that half the time. Like, people don't even ever ask me how I am doing when I'm working out in the club or like, you know, living my life. It's like, some girls just approach you and you're just so aggressive and you're like, well, damn, like, hey, like, can I, you know, can I get a hello first? You know? Yeah. And I think that stuff is not the way to go about things because that's what women already get a lot of the time. So now you're getting it from a woman. And I think a lot of feminine women take advantage of that when it comes to feminine mask and those types of areas, because they just, they can get away with a lot of things. And they're like, they just, if they want it, especially if they're dominant, they're going to be like really straightforward. And you have to kind of be like, that's cute, but damn, you know, like if I came to you in that way, would it come off the same way, you know? And so I try to be mindful of that all the time and really just, I think the cool, calm, chill, collected, confident approach is always the way to go, because then people are just like, oh, you know, and you're like, yeah, like, damn, like, damn, like, okay, you know, and that's when people really get that extra inclination to do their part to flirt as well and to be interested in you as well, because they're like, well, why did you come over here like this? Like, what, why are you so confident? And like just certain things like that. So yeah. And then really just knowing who you are. If the more you really just know who you are and what you bring to the table, you don't have to do much. Like if I'm just listening to you and you haven't been listened to, it's like, oh my God, you know, like they freak out over like the littlest things. But when you come more with the full package and you're finding someone with that same energy, it's like, then you start to really find what a real bond is and what real flirting comes down to. Cause you're like, if I throw something out that's kind of like pushy and then you take it the wrong way, then I don't know if this is going to work. You know, sometimes I try to test those things. Like if I tease you a little bit, are you going to be offended or are you going to tease me back? You know, and I like to see the banter and like how that goes. And because those things down the line matter a lot. So
yeah, like gauging the reactions. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's a key too.
Yeah.
I, even like confidence, you know, how have you always felt really confident? Like do you have any tools? Like what kind of helped you get to your confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't come out till I was 22 years old. And then before that, I was like very unsure who I was. I was closeted. I didn't even know I was closeted. And like I was out when I was age 6. And then I think that fear pushed me back. So then I stayed in this place where I didn't know what anything was for that long of a time. And then after I came out at 22, I was like a baby gay, and I just was like trying on clothes, and people are still making me feel weird about wanting to wear masculine clothes. And I was unsure about my body and like how I moved, how I talked, everything, like everything that makes me me. And I think me being this person now is a person I've always envisioned back then. Like I just knew, I was like, my intuition was just like, you got that in you. Just let the things and do the things, you know, you have to do to get there, which was a fuckload of experience, like a ton of just going out and a ton of, you know, experimenting, trying. I've done so many things, been all over the place, and it's just been a wild time. So I think with all of that, like, and knowing I had to do that work to get here, it's just like, you're at this place where I did the work. Like, I know it. Like, this is who I am now because I earned it. Like, that's it, you know? And it's like all that trial and tribulation and like trying different styles and people, like collections, all different things. I really just, I know that's the key. And I tell people that all the time, like just experience more, push yourself to experience a lot of that shit. Yeah. And like be uncomfortable all the time, continue to do that. And I'm forever a student, like I'm forever growing. So it doesn't end.
Yeah. It's so true. And that's a big key of this podcast too, is how, because that's what I did too. Like I dove in to kink, play parties, you know, exploring my sexuality. And I feel like all of that experience led me to want to create this podcast. Cause I was like, oh, like, I wish I knew some of those things then, but it's kind of like trial and error. And it's like exploring all these different things, learning what your boundaries are. And I'm always encouraging people to like explore, like even in the comfort of your own relationship, you know? And so I love hearing that. Yeah, that's awesome. Should we kind of like lean into like what do you do next? Like if you're interested in like connecting to a woman, like how you kind of make that first move or kiss or touch. And I feel like there's like a level of teasing and like building up to like touching a woman.
Do you have
any tips? No worries.
Of course. I actually talk about this in a lot of my videos because the foreplay, the build is the most important part. Like that's what, you know, gets you to a point where if you do anything, they're already like wet and turned on, and it's like, you don't have to do much work. But that's my favorite part too. It's like, it's an art. It's kind of like from what vibe we've created together and what I feel from you and what I think you, I know you like from what I know, like how can I curate a situation or how can I take you out? How can I cook for you and have you over? Like, how can I serve you in any way that will make you feel good? And just like that consideration already is just like, it puts you above a lot of people, mm-hmm. because people don't consider people. They don't think about, you know, like, oh, like you like this. I'm going to make sure you know that I know that you like that. And I'm going to make it for you and make it better than you've experienced before because it's coming from me. You know? Like, so that already puts you up there. And I think then, of course, listening, being intentional about your listening and really asking those important questions, getting to know someone and putting the emphasis on the conversation rather than anything, like forcing anything. Cause when you force it, you know it, like, you know it, they know it, and it's never going to work. Like, it's just like, it might be okay after, but down the line, like I think in the beginning it should always just flow. And if it doesn't flow and you're fighting it, it's not going to work. So however you get to that point, I think is just different. So a lot of times I think it's like after, you know, you cook or after the meal that you go out to and, you know, you start to get more intimate. I like to smoke and I like to get to know people that way too, just because I think that opens people up a little bit more, opens me up. I start yapping away.
like, smoking weed you're talking about?
Yeah. Nice. And just like, I don't know, just certain things. And then like, if they like wine, I don't really drink, you know, I'll make sure that they want something that'll help them feel more comfortable, because like women like to feel a little bit more loose. And yeah, I think just let the conversation flow. And then, you know, I think obviously girls like to like touch. They like to like put their hand somewhere. Oh my God. Ha, ha. And like, that's like a key. And then you're like, okay, the next step is I have to do that back or something. Or like, I'm going to extra long hold my eye contact with you and then see where you go from there. Like if you deviate, if you get nervous, or you like on it, are you staring back at me? Like you test all the things, the body language. And then as you pass those little checks throughout the conversation, I think, yeah. And if I'm really trying to get there, I really will just start talking about sex and be like, so what do you like? I don't know. I just like throw something out there.
And that's then, a good like, way to talk about boundaries and kind of desires.
Yeah. Because yeah. It's like hard to have those conversations, especially if you're trying to do it for the first time. Like, make sure you have that. I always say that too. And then, yeah, once you have that, you have all the checks done, you're like, all right, cool. And then it basically gives you the green light to just kiss them, because that's all they want. They would just like grab me and like, let's go. So mm-hmm. I'm the one that likes to tease and take my time. But it's been nice too, like to see other people reciprocate that energy. You know, if you just chilling and all of a sudden they decide to do that instead, mm-hmm. like that's even hotter to me. Like it's, if you let the feminine or the someone who's more submissive or who's usually not doing this, like that shows me that you're extra confident, you're extra calm, and you're extra secure right now, like to make that move. So mm-hmm. I think that'll make even more sense. Because if I'm already making it clear, yeah, you know.
Yeah, just lean into
it. Right, yeah.
There was one thing before we get into kind of this whole foreplay and taking your time. I saw a reel or something, maybe it was one of your videos, where you talked about like teas and things that could help a woman maybe get wetter or do certain, mm-hmm. relax in certain things. And I like how you talked about weed, because that's something that definitely like reduces my anxiety.
Yeah.
But do you have any specific teas or something that you could share that maybe people could utilize in their experiences if they're struggling with like loosening up or getting wet?
I think the key one is like, if you don't meditate already, like try to learn how to really do that and learn how to breathe, because mm-hmm. like that's key for everything. I think people's anxiety, depression, all this stuff. Like if you just learn how to get into the moment of where you're at, breathe and like reset regardless of the situation, and you can just able to do that to get yourself centered, like knowing that you're like very anxious right now, or knowing that you're whatever, like even 5 seconds ago, I was like, let's take a second, let's take a breath, you know? So just breathing through it and knowing that you trust yourself through your breath. Mm-hmm. So I'll even tell women sometimes like, hey, like you're looking a little uncomfortable. Like, want to take a breath with me? You want some water? You know, do you like, again, the consideration, because I know how that feels to be very anxious and uncomfortable, you know? So I don't want anybody to feel like that. So the more you really are that person that's like caring about that person's comfort and level of security, it's going to get you all the way there. And it's not to be like that. It's just more about like the basis and the foundation of a connection. And then that gives you the proper green light to actually be able to earn someone, you know? Cause it's like, I consider you enough, especially if whether you're naked, like, or if you're bare, you know, like if we get to that point, you know, mm-hmm. I want to make sure you feel completely able to do that. And especially when you get into the kinky stuff, the dominant submissive stuff, like you really got to have someone who really trusts you with their body, you know, like to fully submit like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Was there any, I remembered you talking about like loose leaf tea or something. Was there something
there's like different tea blends you can make, and there's different herbs. I think like marshmallow root and certain things like that. Obviously ashwagandha, you can have like, you can blend that in your teas, and it like produces more like calm effects, or some actually make it wetter down there. Mm-hmm. Like some actually engage your whole body with the herbs that you're drinking. So I don't know the exact ones, but I do know that they're out there and I'm still experimenting myself.
Yeah, cool.
But I love that. But I also offer like regular blended teas all the time, just because when your body's warm and you like take a sip of coffee or take a sip of tea, you're like, like calm.
Yeah. Comfort. And it's grounding like to the earth, exactly, you know? Yeah. And
like,
I feel like
it's a very feminine thing. Like girls love a drink. They love a little drink. Like, so you just give them their little happy drink and they're like, I'm happy now. I feel good. Like you make them feel like they're in their environment, you know? Yeah.
And it's a act of service, you know, when you hand them something.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's kind of like, I know you're very into kind of like DS relationships, or you kind of carry yourself as like more dominant, I would say. Mm. So is that kind of what you exude while you're like teasing someone, while you're like bringing tools into the bedroom? Like, do you have kind of advice for how to like approach that if you're trying to make that person feel more like loved and cared for?
I don't really think I even like, obviously I guess it comes off and like that's my image and my brand of the dominance and stuff. I think like in real life I don't even really try or do too much, because I think that's the dominance in itself. It's like, I don't have to tell you what to call me, I don't have to tell you like what to do. Like, it's just, I'm gonna do it, it's gonna happen, like that's what it is. Like, and I think that level of confidence as well is like, because I just know what I like so much that it just is like, this is what I'm gonna get out of it, because I deserve it, I earned it, and I've had a lot of bad sex. And it's like, you know, like I deserve to be at this point where I get exactly what I want and that person gets exactly what they want, and it's in a beautiful exchange. It's very consensual and it grows. I think that's the most important part. As long as they're like continually coming up with new things, there's more, I don't know, there's a lot more growing happening, the more toys involved, more situations, that's when you really know that's like, it's going to get there. And what was that last part of your question? I forgot.
Well, I think I'm just thinking of you talking about like using a spatula from the kitchen, and like raising a body and like grabbing like a, I always talk about like utilizing a toy or tool or something. And so, that was just what I was kind of thinking of, like, how do you bring that into the foreplay situation?
Yeah. You just bring it in. I think you have the conversation like in those moments before where you're like, how kinky have you gone? Like, what do you like? Mm-hmm. And then if they say, like, have you, like, they haven't said something, have you tried this? And they say yes or no. And you say, well, are you into that? Like, are you okay with them? And they'd be like, usually, like, hell yeah. Like, they just want to try it all. Especially, like I said, once you reach that level of comfort, it's like everything is usually on the table. So you can kind of open them up. But there's that temperature play. There's the texture play. There's, like, role play, you know, all the things. And even ropes, the shibari you were talking about earlier, like all that stuff. But I was mentioning a spatula for my kitchen because that was back in my college days when I even have toys.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm just improvising and I'm using like blindfolds with like bandanas and stuff. Like, I'm just like, whatever. And, you know, it's again, like the texture and also having someone fully submit with no, either they're not able to move, they're not able to see, or like they lose a part of their vision or something, like just something that kind of makes them feel even more like, oh wow, like I really trust you to do this. And I think when you get them that point, you use certain tools. I really like to do energy play now, where you just don't even touch and you can kind of just like feel their body through your energy. And it's like breathing, breath work. And that's that next level connection where you really start to get deep with someone and they can feel you without you feeling them. Like, you can really like breathe life into them. And that's where the real energy exchange of sex comes into play. And it's really important.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's like a big key for, maybe it's not like the first time you have sex with someone, but I do think like that's a really easy way to get someone like warm and wet and ready and into you, if you like take your time and and maybe you tie them up, or maybe you just have them lay down and you grab a feather, or like your breath, and just kind of like take it really slow, because then you're both, the tension builds between you. Yeah. And then I think that's like, you're just going to be very desirable, you know?
Like, they don't forget that.
They'll never forget it. I think like even asking if they want a massage, or I think like, or saying like, hey, have you ever explored temperature play, like you said, or getting even like an ice cube, or kind of using some sort of tool to kind of create this experience that is going to only build up before you even get the genitals involved.
Exactly, yeah.
And I love how you've talked a lot about that in your videos. So I think that's like, I don't know, I just think a lot of people don't do that nowadays. They go straight to penetration. They go straight to licking you or kissing you. And I'm like, wait, okay, slow down.
All right, and that's my favorite part too, because it's like I said, it's an art. It's like, you're really like telling a story of like how much you care about their body, what you feel about them, how you feel about them, mm-hmm. all those things, like through your touch without saying words.
Yeah.
And how much you pay attention, you know, like yeah. all that.
And that's going to just make the connection deeper too and make mm-hmm. them trust you more and Absolutely. Lead to a more powerful, sweet release, which yeah. you talk about here.
Yeah.
Have you always like felt this level of, I don't know, energetic presence in your sexual experiences, or has that grown over time? Like,
that's a good question. Not really. I think in the beginning it was really different. Obviously with men, it was like, I just thought I was supposed to please them. That's it. Like, I just thought that's what sex was. And mm-hmm. then coming out, that was even more confusing, because it's like, I'm still receiving sex from people that I don't trust. And they're taking advantage of me. And like, then I was in places where I thought, it reminded me of having sex with men. And then I was having like weird, like psychological things with that. And that happens to a lot of masculine women, I feel. Not maybe that way of transforming, but at least with men and their past, it's very complicated usually for us. Because we're very specific. And I think like it takes a while for us to know exactly what we like and how we like it. And we still continually grow through that. Whereas like most feminine women have like similar experiences and like have similar preferences. And like, you're like a different breed when you're a masculine woman. It's like, you kind of just like, and then my whole body is just very sensitive. I'm a very highly sensitive person. So it's like, I had to do a lot of work finding exactly what I like. And then, yeah. I think after a while of having really bad sex, I was like, I just feel really drained. I feel mm-hmm. really tired. I feel really exhausted all the time. And putting this much work in for stuff that is not even that good, or like sex is not even that enjoyable, for what? For my ego, for, you know, and I was maybe blaming it on experience, because again, I really valued experiences at the time, and I don't take any of that back. But I really realized, I think maybe 4 years ago with someone that was really, really draining, then I was like, oh, wow. Like, I see it physically. Like, I'll be so done afterwards. And she jumps up and she's like, I'm so happy. Let's go. Like, it literally felt like I just like, you know, you just like in video games where you give someone like some of your life, like it literally felt like that. So wow. I was like, wow, yeah, this is deep.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think for me, like a lot of my sexual experiences in my younger years was like, yeah, very transactional. Or yeah, I felt like I was there to please, or I wasn't even getting it in return. And they felt very fast yeah. a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I think now I've learned like the power of boundaries and the power of taking your time and baby steps and all of that. But yeah, like that energetic presence that you were kind of talking about, I think sex is, yeah, I think there is like a sacredness to it and like mm-hmm. a spirituality to it, where it can really connect you deeper to your authentic self.
Yeah.
But like using breath and using these tools of like even meditation mm-hmm. during an intimate session mm-hmm. can be this way of like, I don't know, just kind of like growing and evolving and making it a more powerful, sensational experience.
Yeah, that's a tantra. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I guess it is kind of the more tantra approach. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so when you're like pleasing a woman, do you have any tricks of like, I don't know, even like specifics, like the like inside a woman, like what are the zones or maybe even other zones, like erogenous zones that you think are not explored enough that we could like dive into a little bit?
Yeah, interestingly enough, I worked with these brands recently that are sending me sex toys all the time.
Nice. That's nice. Promote. I need more of that in my life.
It's like happening out of nowhere. So there was this one that gave me that's for the A spot. And I didn't even realize that was a thing until that toy. But it's like a kind of design like this. So it's all the way back.
It's like the anterior wall, right? Is that what
yeah,
it
Yeah, it's real far
for?
Back. Yeah. Okay. So if you stick, I'm pretty sure if you go pretty much all the way in, you're all the way back there. But and then there's the G spot. People talk about, you know, right there, right when you first enter, is about like, you know, this just this much of your finger.
Yeah, like an inch and a half or so.
And then obviously the clit, but we know that is very, very, very sensitive. And like, I feel like people don't know how to please that much. I think a lot of people miss the main concepts of it. It's like, I think probably from like how men are born, especially, where it's like, they're just very flicky. They're very aggressive. They're very, and it's like, it's kind of like a mini penis. It's like, it's kind of mm-hmm. like, it's, you just, you know, you could do a lot of sucking. You could do a lot of wetness. You get a lot of kissing. It's like, it's like a sweet spot. And it's like a thing that will just continually keep going if you know where the spot is. And that happens with all the spots. So if you find someone's spots, you know exactly the flow they like, or you know exactly what the mood is at the time and how to move and maneuver it. Because sometimes it's slow time, but sometimes it's fast time. Like sometimes mm-hmm. it's go time, and you really got to put in that work. So, and then, you know, when to stop, when to breathe. Because I always like to stop after a big orgasm for sure, like to give them that second, because I need that second. Like it's very like, whoa. And then, yeah. And then if you have someone who squirts and stuff, you know, then you really can find that spot, and then you can just really keep it going.
Yeah, I think taking your time, again, I know we keep saying that, but I do think like when I was like going to a bunch of sex parties and stuff, every time like someone would go down on me, I felt like they were just like in a rush mm-hmm. and like going really aggressive and hard. And I feel like there were so many times where I was just like, slow down, slow yeah, down. Same. Like literally like the lightest flick of the tongue was what yeah. all I needed. And like, I feel like it's like the consistent, like slow motion. Yeah. And I think like a lot of people could benefit from that advice.
Yeah. That's why so, vibrators work.
Because yeah, it's consistent. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if you hit that consistent, and don't get me wrong, some people prefer, some women prefer like sucking and strength mm-hmm. and like, I don't know, a little bit more aggression. But from my experience, even just like exploring my body, like I think like a lot of my friends and a lot of people that I know, they definitely like that slow that yeah. slow kind of like circling.
The more there's like happening and the wetter it is and it's like smooth and mm-hmm. you can't even tell what's going on at a certain point. So like that's what you want. You just want it just to be this very erotic, wet situation. It doesn't really have to be anything specific and you can play with it. That's what I love about it. Like imagine eating the most favorite fruit you ever had and then just going in like 10 times worse than you've ever had, you know, like you really are just eating that fruit. So it's exactly how you've had a picture. Like it's the most delicious thing you've ever had, you know, and you're taking your time and all the parts of your mouth, because there's a lot of parts of your mouth. There's your lips, there's your tongue, there's, you know, there's a lot of things. So utilizing it and then mm-hmm. really getting in there and just having a ball. It's like, you should want to have a fun time down there. You should like want to, like you're craving it. Like you should show them that. And you're telling a story again of like how much you feel, what you feel. And there's so many different things you could do. And that's just your mouth. And then you can do mouth and fingers. You can do multiple different things, toys. There's so many things. It's just like an endless pleasure zone. So there's just so many options. And I think everybody's different. So like you just said, some preferences. I have different preferences too. And everybody's different. So you got to find that out beforehand and then really can have that green light to be like, okay. Because it's not really about you when you're pleasing someone. It's really about what they like and then how much you enjoy liking that for them. And how much you enjoy like doing that.
Yeah. And I feel like listening to body cues, like a lot of yeah. people kind of like don't even know body cues. I would say like an easy one, obviously, if they're like moaning, or I feel like yeah. if they're like moving their hips right. towards you.
Yeah.
Do you have any other things that you recognize?
Well, sometimes like even for me, sometimes I'm like twitching or it's like, yeah. mm-hmm. and it sometimes people see that as a good thing because it's like, oh yeah. But like sometimes it's not. So like you don't really know. And I think the more tense somebody's body is, it's usually not, you know, depending. Like only if they're about to get there. I think that's the only time people really do tense up. But if they are tense, like sometimes if I'm not feeling I'm squeezing you to move or a little bit, I'm like using yeah. my hands. Like if you feel somebody trying to push you, then definitely back up. Like, you know, like don't fight it. Like unless that's the whole goal. But like, yeah, like don't fight it and just listen and feel it out. Don't use your teeth. And like just, you know, like keep it smooth, like I said, and really take your time and feel it out. And you can feel it. Like when you're in there, If you're using your fingers, especially, like you just feel it. Like when it gets harder to move your fingers.
Yeah, when it's swelling up.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's go time. You got to go extra hard. And then that's the like the green light that, yeah, you're on the right spot. And like that's, if you continue to go, that's never going to stop.
Yeah, yeah, that's great advice. Love it.
So that's where you really got to do those forearm exercises. On my Instagram, I have them.
Oh, you do? Nice.
I literally did, did a whole thing with a band in the gym, like teaching y'all, like helping y'all out in the gym a little bit.
That's awesome.
But I do have an exercise series, part of the series on my channel where you like bedroom exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, check that out, sweets. Yay. What is your YouTube channel?
J. Killam. Okay, two cool. eyes.
Nice.
Yeah,
there's... There's something about like, I don't know. I feel like I was always telling people like the reason I've stayed so fit is because I'm so active in the bedroom. Period, like that was something that I always said in my younger, mm-hmm. younger years. It is, it's a workout. And mm-hmm. I think when you like intentionally focus on parts of your body, or even when my partner's going down on me, like even just like putting energy towards there, but also like my abs and kind of like, I don't know, there's just like, you can intentionally kind of activate certain muscles in pleasure sessions.
Kegels are huge. Kegels are huge. But breathing is huge. And I think a lot of people need to hear that you need to breathe through your orgasms, like breathe through. I know you want to tense up and I need to learn that myself, but that's how you really release and get to the next level of like trusting it to come out. And that's a good thing, you know?
And that's how they last longer.
Yeah.
I found is like truly breathing through that release. And when you're like, even in like partnered, like penetration or whatever it is, or just like more, I guess, just partnered sex, I feel like you can kind of circulate that energy through you, through your breath, and like take your partner's energy into you and then push it back out, maybe with through your mouth, and just kind of like use that, like we were talking about, this like more energetic experience. And it's just going to make your body vibrate in a better way.
Yeah. That's that next level for sure.
Yeah. That's that next level shit, which I'm exploring more and more of. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. It's
but
awesome.
Even that, you could take that into real life. And I'm big on that. Like, as much as it's good sex, like how much is there a transfer of energy in our relationship outside of the bedroom? Like, are you serving me as much as I'm serving you outside of what we're doing? You know, like that's when it really is big for me. Cause I'm like, if you're not even feeding me mentally, if you're not stimulating me in some way, like educating me, like whatever, like serving me in any type of way, like this doesn't, why would I fuck you? Like, why would we do this? You know, and it doesn't make any sense. And especially nowadays, I've been very, very intentional about that because it is so high valued and stuff. And it's like very, like, it's a lot going on. So I try to really just be very intentional about it because it's really important.
Yeah. How much is that mental connection for you?
Oh, that's it. That's everything. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a sapiosexual for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Could you say what that means? You just have to have a mental stimulation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, it's all about mental stimulation. And once you're there, it really like can turn you on to the point where you're like, you're wet just off a conversation.
I think a lot of women are that way too. And so I think like even in the beginning of our conversation, like when you're intentionally having that conversation and noticing things about them, like I think that's just gonna make them want to get.
And I keep saying that, everybody keeps missing it, but that's, I'm telling you, that's what it is.
No, it is the key.
That's really what it is. Yeah.
I think like for me, it's also moved into that. Like the older I've gotten, I think like in my exploration phase, I could have like had sex with you because, like I've said this before, because I thought your shoes were cool or something, like, you know, something so stupid. But it's like, obviously, of course, there was like a conversation that led to it. But sometimes when I'm just like, when I, you know, approach you, it could have been something so simple. And maybe we just had a short interaction. But in my mind, I'm just like, I don't know, I like set my mind on it. And then I would just like get it. And it felt very, again, like not, it was just transactional and it wasn't like fulfilling me.
Yeah.
And I think like the older I've gotten, the more I've realized how much like I need that. Yeah. Like that mental stimulation to feel more empowered in my body and to feel safe. And then to not feel like the discomfort that would often follow sexual experiences previously. The mind, body, soul. Yeah. It's all connected.
Yeah. And I've been there too. I've been trying to just do it just to do it. And then it's like, doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I think like listening to what feels right in your body is like key too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have any other like advice? If I feel like there's sometimes stereotypes of like how to please a woman or things that we could like squash on that, like, I'm trying to think of an example. Do you have anything that comes to mind? Like how to?
I mean, sometimes a lot of women or people assume, I guess, that just women are similar or they just like it a certain way. And that, like I said throughout this whole podcast, is just like, you really got to find out who they are and what they like as an individual. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck all the things you know about anybody. Like, you might have all this experience, but that's a toolbox. Like, that's how you build to know how to do things, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it or like they're like it. And so that's what that conversation really helps you do, is like weed those people out and then get you to a position to have that successful sex, because it's like you've gone through the tests, you've gone out a little bit, you know. I like to sometimes just go out and dance and see how they move. Like, I love that, you know, because like it says a lot, and you would think it says a lot sometimes, but sometimes it's been opposite. I'm like, you really can dance, but I'm like, what's happening? So I don't know. It'd be weird. Like, it's just, so you never really know. And again, you got to find out and really play it out. I've had a lot of situations where it was like, one time I talked to this girl for like 3 years over FaceTime. She lived in Australia, and like, we were chilling, everything was cool, and then finally got here and the sex wasn't it. and that just wasn't connected. It was weird. It was like, you know, you have all these situations and you think like talking with someone, you're like, yeah, like I'm vibing with you, but then it makes a difference in person. So it's like you have literally every scenario out there and all these circumstances, and it really just depends on everybody. So take that time to get to know people, and like in every scenario, online, in person, especially these days, like people think like online is it and that's all you need. And it's like, no. Like, there's so many more things you gotta do. And I'm huge on that. Like quality time is like my number one love language. So I need to like really read you, what your body language doing, what your eyes doing, mm-hmm. how much are you considering me in the conversation, in real life, in how you move. Because again, like when you lean more into your confident feminine as a masculine woman, you're like really able to lean into knowing you need stuff, you deserve stuff, and you don't need to rely on only yourself for like to be that macho person. Like you can really just be like, hey, like I like to be treated like this, I like to be talked to like this, considered like this, rubbed down on, you know, just like thought of a lot and considered. And then that I will too release, because you know, you're able to make me feel confident and secure in that side of myself. And so that just depends on, again, the circumstance, but yeah.
Yeah, everyone's really unique. Yeah. But I do think that's also great advice. I think it's tough for a lot of people to tell like a lover or a potential lover, like what they desire, what they need.
I should struggle with that.
And I think like that kind of comes with time and experience and like trial and error too. Like just kind of, even if you're in an intimate moment, like letting that person know like, oh, like you're going too hard, or I like it this way, or you know,
that
like,
one's huge. Yeah.
It's important to do that. And in these mental, like even cuddling moments, or like letting the, letting your partner know like what you want from them in the day to day. I think it's tough for people to do that, but I think you just have to do it. You just have to.
Oh, yeah. That's fun part for me. It's like a recap. Like let's go over what happened. What do you like? We didn't like.
That's true. Yeah. A little bit of aftercare in a conversation way.
And even if it doesn't happen right away, like eventually, you know, you get there and you have that conversation, and like women love having that conversation. So like especially if you start with a compliment, like, yo, you were doing some shit last night, and then they're like, oh, and then they compliment you back, and then you can kind of lean into like, you can do a little more here, or, you know, I like to be pleased this way. Cause I think, again, for masculine women, it's complicated for us. We always feel like we don't need to do too much. We should always just be so, you know, just not ask for much. And I just think we're just so specific that we need to, and we have to use our voices to really make sure that we're like heard for real out here, and like really receiving that. Cause we're very, very deprived in general. So it'd be nice to see more people do the same, what I've been leading on. And it's been very successful for me. So I'm very happy here. It's great. Yeah.
Preaching to the choir. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more. You like mask women. Like, do you only date femme women, or
that's
do
like some my type? Mask,
that's your type.
Yeah. Everybody has their own type.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've gotten hit on by a lot of masculine women too. So it's like, you know, for what me, it's whatever. I think it's a compliment from anybody regardless. But I've just always been this way pretty much since I came out, and I've just known it. It's just, I just know exactly what I feel I'm attracted to. And I just really, really love femininity. It's just like, I'm so attracted to it. And a lot of my friends are feminine. Like, it's just, it's like my life. Like, it's just, I'm surrounded by femininity, and that toxic masculinity shit, I do not play with. I don't hang around with people like that. And all my masculine friends are very in touch with their feminine side. So like we're able to have very intimate conversations and care about one another, and like, you know, feel heard and seen and have a good time, but still have that like masculine flair, which is nice. It's a good balance. But I think it like intimately, absolutely. Yeah. I've never seen any of them like that. And I don't see that changing, because it's just like a friend. It's like it's like someone I can really lean on. And like, I'm just very attracted to feminine women.
Yeah, me too. It's beautiful. Okay. The softness. Yeah. Do you feel very empowered and like love your body now? Like, as I know you mentioned, that's kind of been a journey, but do you feel like you love yourself?
Yeah, again, fully? I built this. Like, yeah. I'm a personal trainer, ex-personal trainer. Like I've been doing the gym for like 17 years, and all types of journeys. I used to play all the sports. My last sport was rugby. Played that for 4 years. Nice. I killed myself in that.
Oh no.
Powerlifting, power bodybuilding. I used to train at Gold's Gym like twice a day with all the bros. Like I have the experience of like an old gym man. And like I'm really out here like doing crazy shit. So I just always exceed what my expectations are when it comes with that. And like knowing how I wanted to look, I just was able to shape that through the gym, and then also what I do. So now I exotic dance for a living, and That's forced me to really be very intentional about how I look. And like, so I'm doing a lot of exercises, but also adding calisthenics to my workouts and like really learning how to transform my body weight, like my body with my body weight, which has been really cool. And I'm really, I'm trying to do handstands and flips and like crazy stuff. Yeah. That's so awesome. That's the goal. And, as long as you continually have goals, you can really just never ending working on your body. And I think that's the funnest part about a fitness journey, you know? So when I was younger, I had like a lot of insecurities about everything. And my first couple times being on stage, I was very, very insecure. I was like, I didn't even like how I looked or how I moved. Couldn't look at those videos. Still can't. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's been a long journey. And I think now being here, I'm like, I absolutely work for this and you can absolutely look, you know, like you can touch, you can see it move. Like, absolutely. Because yeah, you know, when somebody has a nice body and they work for it, they're definitely down to show that off. Mm-hmm. And that's what people feel when they worked so hard for it. So yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some of your dancing videos and stuff, and it's definitely like, I talk about dance a lot, 'cause I feel like it's a form of expression. It's way to like feel into your body too. And I liked when you said like, sometimes you go out dancing with potential lovers. I think that's a fun way to like connect. But yeah, you do exotic dancing. You like to put on a show, you like do these awesome performances. Is that a way that you've really connected to your body more too through dance?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, because not only are you looking at yourself in the mirror when you're practicing, but then you're watching the videos of people took you and posting on their stories and then like, you know, promo videos and all this stuff. And then I edit, I do videography. So like I was shooting myself all the time. I still do. And I think that's the best way to approach yourself if you're insecure about something. Like just film yourself and watch yourself do it. If you're like me, my voice, now I use my voice a lot. Like I used to really hate my voice. Like just certain things where you just like, more you force yourself to listen to yourself, look at yourself, watch yourself move in other people's views or like other outside views of yourself, you really have to like face what you are, you know? And if you don't like it, you got to work on it to change it, like really fight for it. So even dancing, I really have worked my ass off to get to a way better place with that. Like still working on it and still taking classes and really like building this like powerhouse that I'm building, like really just working on everything and excelling at that, because I really want to be good at everything that I am doing and can continue to do, because it just makes me feel good. And it shows people like an example of like, this can exist. You can really do this. And masculine women need that real bad. Mm. Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, you're also an artist. Like you have music.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just did like a recording with my dad. He has a music studio in my home. Dope. And then like, I wanted to do that to bond as like a father-daughter thing, because he's getting older. And like he plays bass, so he played bass in it. And I had a concept. We did that like over my Christmas break. And then it was like kind of weird, because it's like my dad and I'm like being very sexual. And like, I don't know.
The song's pretty sexual.
Oh, yeah. It's called Wordplay and it's about dominance. And it's like saying a lot without saying a lot. Mm. And then I just shot a visual the other day with all my friends who are super talented dancers. And I have a lot of second shooters that I've worked with and taught over the years that helped me out. And it was a big collaborative project, which I'm so grateful for, because in LA, you know, people like are just so about money, and it's been nice to just like do something just to do something and create art out of it. And a lot of people like enjoyed it. I had a ball. I'm already editing it. I'm super excited. It's going to come out on Valentine's, and we'll see what that takes me, because I feel like this is going to be something big and different. And I really put my work and my ass off into this. So yeah.
Sounds like you do that in everything you do.
Right.
Very impressive.
Thank you. I just think this is like exciting me and like reigniting my spirit, because for a while I was kind of down. I went through like a really bad breakup and all this stuff. So now I'm like really like able to feel myself and like see and like add to that level of confidence that I didn't know existed. And it's cool to see that grow.
I love that. Good for you.
Thank you.
I wanted to also talk about so many things you do, but you also just like launched some clothing that I really loved and I just thought they were beautiful. Could you share where people could find that and like what kind of inspired you to make that too?
Yeah. It's at killermerch.io, I believe, but it's in my bio on my Instagram. Basically like another dominance play on clothing, and like has a lot of sayings on one of the shirts on the back. It's like, on your knees, you know, stuff like that. Good girl, like stuff where it's like, my fan base right now is called the Good Girls. And like, we all kind of created this name over time, because I go on live a lot and I'll just like have these same group of girls and they bonded and over these past couple of years, they've become friends. So like now all like hang out and like we have this group chat and they fly me out sometimes to just show up and they come to a lot of my shows. And it's like a big group of continuous support, which is amazing. And I love y'all so much. And so I was like, well, this is my kind of like giving back and like in a way. And I had a lot of symbolism. Like one of my biggest fans loved to give me roses. So I put a rose on the jacket and there's like a dirty text on the back and like, you know, just like, it's like subliminal. And I think that's my main thing with my branding this year is like a lot of saying it without saying it. And a lot of insinuating a lot of things, but not saying it. So yeah, it's been nice to like do that. Cause again, like I was saying with dominance, it's like, I don't have to say a lot or it just is what it is. And I think a lot of people have lost that sense of dominance, especially the newer masculine women out here. So I'm trying to like keep that alive because a lot of women fantasize and love that shit. So someone's got to do it, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for what you do. Inspiring. Like do you have any specific kinks that you're into that you'd be comfortable sharing?
Oh yeah. Kinks. I don't know. I think the dominance thing I can take a lot of places. So if you're down to do some role play, like a fake scenario, or if we're out, like all of a sudden I don't know you and like I'm trying to pick you up, or you show up to my door with like, you know, a certain outfit on and like you're ready to go then, you know, or I don't know, like certain things like that's cool. I like to you know, do the pleasing. So my kinks are more about like how much am I able to get away with someone. But I like to be submissive sometimes. Like if you want to, you know, push me back and do some stuff, like I'm ready to watch a show. I love a lab dance tease. That's a big nice. One for me. I very rarely get that. So, and I'm out here giving lab dances all the time. So it's like, you know, when someone's able to do that and knows what they're doing, that's hot. And it's not really like anything crazy. It really isn't. I think it's just more about like, I think maybe the kinkiest stuff is what happens when it gets down to it. Like, are you tied up? And, you know, am I strapped up? Like what's happening and how much are we getting into? And how aggressive is it? How much words are being said? And how, I think that's when it gets like the kinkiest, because it's a lot of like aggression.
Yeah. 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 That reminds me, before we wrap up, like any like dirty talk, I feel like is something that a lot of people are scared of.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any advice for people that want to like tap into how to dirty talk or how to easily?
Yeah. I actually made a whole video about that.
Oh, you did? Oh, cool.
It's not like out there like that, but I made one on my Instagram because people are like, how do you talk dirty?
Yeah.
But I've always said, I think those like little lines, using a strong but gentle voice in their ear, being very firm in what you're saying, very confident in what you're saying, and like letting it flow. So if, you know, say we're in it and she's misbehaving, you're like, that's exactly what I want, good girl. Like, you know, or like if she's if she's doing a really good job, you're like, you look so good right now, you look so sexy, like praising. The girls love praise. You know, you say how good they look, you say how good it feels for you. It's just expressing feelings and then expressing how much you like, if you want it harder, if you, you know, give me encouragement, all the things. I just think get creative, because it's like kind of having a conversation, but you're just like doing a lot more praising than you normally would. And you're doing a lot more commanding than you normally would, and not being afraid to say things and getting what you want out of it. So if you're like, you want it a certain way, just tell them to do it. And especially when you're already in that dominant stage, you just like bend over, get down. You know, do the thing, stay right there, don't move, like that. And then sometimes they'll tell you like, don't stop, you know, stuff like that. And that's when you can really, it's like the guidance, you know, it's a wordplay of guidance to help them release and get them to the point. And that's like the whole point. People think it's just about them. It's not about you, really. It's, you know, and the more you're able to please each other in the way you're able to be pleased, that's when it's good. But that's very, very rare, especially for lesbians, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I think we're helping a lot of people today, so I'm grateful for
That's what I want. You know, we all need to get better out here. I've been through a lot of bad experiences, like I've said, because a lot of girls just don't. And they talk a lot of game, and then they're just like, what are you doing? You know, I don't know. It's weird. So, yeah, I think it's a great time to be gay. It's a great time to learn how to be gentle with women out here and to learn how to take your time, because I think that's the biggest key with what we talked about. And I think a lot of, that's my whole brand too, is like to be very, very sensual. Even when I dance, I take my time And that's, I think that's the, literally the opposite of what a lot of people do. A lot of people are just go, rush, aggression, fast. And yeah, when you're that person that really is considerate and takes your time, that's when people are like mind blown, because a lot of people don't do that, you know?
They're going to want you back.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have more chances and more time to get to know that person, extend that excitedness. And not to say that it ends, but just create that balance in the beginning of like, this is really sensual and slow and considerate, and there is no pressure to do anything. And then that builds for that next level of like, well, because of that foundation, now I can build off of that safe place that was like very comfortable for me. And I'm able to show you who I am and not feel weird about that, and like feel reciprocated in the energy I give you and all the things we talked about. And I think that really sets a really good foundation, because even if something were to end, you know, it's like, you really, it's not going to be as bad sometimes. I think it's been the opposite for me sometimes, but yeah. It's usually, it's like, it takes off that anxiety afterwards of like, if I did share myself, my body with this person, like, I'm not going to feel like shit afterwards. I'm not going to feel like I regret it, because you like took your time and you were able to be intentional. So yeah, that's what I would always push. And I always tell everybody, and I think that's what makes me stand out a lot of the time too, is because people really don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And that's, excuse me, that's basically my brand too. So that's why I'm so happy that you came on today, because I feel like so much relatability between us and our brands. Thank you so much. I did want to ask you, I love to wrap up my episodes with asking, when was that last time you had that sweet release? If you're comfortable being vulnerable and sharing any details.
Oh, wow. well, not too long ago, that's for sure. And it's been really, really sweet, just because, again, it's reciprocated energy. And I manifested this for myself, because I wasn't something that was great, but it wasn't consistent. And it was like hard to give so much of yourself to someone who was like half there, you know,
and not reciprocating. Like, yeah.
You know, either they don't really know who they are, what they want. And that's when you start to feel, again, drained, lost, confused. So being in this place where I'm like, no, I deserve this, this, and this, receiving that, and being very overflowing in that, has been very nice. It's kind of overwhelming, but I'm like really trying to breathe through the loving and the energy that I have been asking for, because I'm not used to it. So yeah, been very recent and it's been very good.
Yay. Thanks for sharing. Thanks. Well, thanks again, Jess, for being here. I really appreciate your insights and your vulnerability and all of it. And
no, I'm so grateful. Thanks for having us. Yeah. And this is a beautiful podcast. So I hope you have more guests. You guys got to come on here.
Well, thanks again, Jess. And to my sweets, be sweet out there. Welcome those sweet releases. And don't forget to be here, be present, and as always, be yourself. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.